Hi there, good morning. Welcome to ET Markets Morning, the show about money, business and markets. I'm Nikhil Agarwal. Let's start with the headlines first. Adani will want IPO to open on January 27. Overnight call rate surge prompts RBI to act. Over 90% of cases in metros are now Omicron. Now let me give you a quick glance on the state of the markets. Asian stocks opened sharply lower on Friday following a negative lead on Wall Street amid lingering worries over surging global inflation and the prospect of rising interest rates. Traders were also spooked by another plunge on Wall Street. Elsewhere, the yield on 10-year treasuries declined 4 basis points to 1.76%. The dollar took a breather from recent gains as a rally in US treasury yields stalled but was still headed for its best week in 2 months against a basket of major peers. The safe haven yen gained versus the riskier Australian dollar on Friday. Bitcoin weakened, falling below the $40,000 level. Oil dropped as OPEC Plus struggled to meet its scheduled increases in production targets, and the specter of Russia invading Ukraine sent jitters through global markets. US crude fell 2.44% to $83.46 a barrel, while Brent crude lost 2.55% to $86.14 a barrel. That said, here's what is making news. An ET study of 7 phases since 2005, when the US benchmark 10-year bond yield rose over 120 basis points, shows that Nifty ended up advancing on 5 occasions. On one occasion, the Nifty was flat, while in 2010-11, the Nifty declined around 20%. In the past 5 trading sessions, the Nifty has declined 3% amid the 41 basis point spurt in the US 10-year yield in the past 1 month. The stock of Bajaj Auto fell by nearly 4% on Thursday, following a higher than expected drop in net profit in the December quarter amid flat year-on-year revenue and lower domestic two-wheeler sales volume. In an analyst's call, the company management highlighted improving export demand with market share gain in two-wheelers and three-wheeler segments. It also plans to expand presence in the EV market through capex and new model launches. These factors may limit the downside to the stock in the medium term. Morgan Stanley has doubled its overweight position on the financial sector to 600 basis points, citing the emergence of multiple positive factors such as rising short rates, higher credit growth and peaking credit costs. The financial services firm has increased its bullish position on financials at the expense of the materials sector, which has been downgraded to underweight. Now before I go, here is a look at some of the stocks buzzing this morning. Tata and Adani will go head-to-head for third in the hard-fought contest for Southeast UP Power Transmission Company after lenders called for another round of bids since the previous 2 rounds were inconclusive, ET reported. Retail chain Shoppers Stop on Thursday reported a consolidated net profit of Rs 77.32 crore for the third quarter ended December 2021. The company had posted a net loss of Rs 25.11 crore in the same quarter a year ago. IT company Cyient on Thursday posted 38% jump in consolidated net profit at Rs 131.7 crore for December quarter on the back of strong performance across key accounts. State-owned Container Corporation of India on Thursday reported a 24.46% rise in consolidated net profit to Rs 276.35 crore for the quarter ended December. Do also check out over 24 stock recommendations for today's trade from top analysts at etmarkets.com. That's it for now. Stay with us for all the market news through the day. Happy investing.